Hey everyone, it's Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration. Work the cut. I worked with boxers when I was in Colorado Springs. And I looked at the difference between the ones that were great and the ones that were mediocre. And it was a pattern of behavior. I've learned that everywhere. People have a healthy body. You can watch, they have patterns in how they eat, how they exercise. People that aren't healthy, they don't have a pattern. It's not just our philosophies and what we speak, because that's seldom our thoughts. It's not our thoughts, because that's seldom our actions. It's not our actions, because that's seldom our consistency. It's patterns. And many people have hurtful patterns. If you watch the way they eat, the way they speak, their lack of discipline. But the great ones had a pattern. And it was about consistency. It was about maintaining what you're doing. It was about having an energy level that was high but consistent, not all over the place. And so their philosophy was cut them, work the cut. They'd come out and they'd get their eyes directly on a spot. When you start your day, get your eyes on a spot. The spot is, here's how I'm going to help people. Here's how I'm going to be a blessing. And then they'd come out and nick you, just a little cut. And they would keep on working it and working it and working it. And then they would say, survive the assault. You're going to stay consistent, survive the assault. There's a lot of assaults these days. COVID, the economy, sometimes periods of our life. But we have to survive it. How? Just keep on working the cut and survive the assault. I've seen it so many times. That's the ingredient to win. If you're selling, keep going after it. Keep on nicking it. Stay steady. If you're trying to teach your child something, keep working it. Keep speaking it. Stay steady. If you're trying to convince yourself of something, like a healthy life, this really amazes me. Last week I was in Cincinnati talking to somebody about this concept, cut them and work the cut in sales. I don't know how many minutes are in a year, but I just happened to be talking about this at a time last week. My phone goes off at that exact time, and the UCLA football coach texts me and says, can you tell me that story at the same time about the boxer that cuts him and works the cut? I'm in Cincinnati. He's in Los Angeles. Isn't that interesting? When you have a philosophy, good or bad, there's something I can't explain, but everybody catches it. It's almost like radio waves. They all catch it. I don't dismiss that. So if you're walking around hateful, judgmental, prejudice, they'll catch that. You'll be amazed how other people start speaking in almost an evil way. But if you talk about blessings and hope and working the cut and staying steady, it's the same. Have a philosophy that you're going to be patient, maintain, keep going, don't stop. And you'll find that when you go into a fight or a storm and you give all you've got, you never know exactly when it's over. But when it's over with, you're a different person. Do simple better. Stay with it. Because what makes something worthwhile is you stayed with it till you knocked it out. Go out today, all day long, chip away at something. Some friend who needs faith in themselves. Sales you're trying to do with your business. Teaching a child the beauty in them. And keep on nicking at it. And when there's an assault, you go right back. And watch. the miracle of everybody around you, without you even speaking it, picking up that same attitude. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Monday Morning Cup of Inspiration. Work the cut.